This is a gorgeous new track from Violet Hurst, My Body. It's part of the new compilation from Mouthful Radio, Flower Beds That Grow. We're very lucky to be having an ultimate crossover of independent media right now. We've got Jack from Mouthful Radio on the line. Morena, Jack, how are you?
Morena. Yeah, I'm very good, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, it's a pleasure. I love coming on the DFM.
Oh, we love Mouthful. We love Mouthful Radio.
Yeah, and I like this independent media crossover.
I know, it's awesome.
I think it's important for our ecosystem to embrace each other.
Oh, hard out. It's all love. It's all love.
Well, consider yourself embraced, Mouthful.
Yes, I can feel it.
Congratulations on the release of Flower Beds That Grow. Happy release day. It's the first compilation from Mouthful. How does it feel?
It's a thrill. I just pushed the publish button like 10 minutes ago, and it was like this like strange energy of like, like releasing something and letting the world know that this music is ready and is beautiful. And yeah, just like feel so grateful to have 16 kind of amazing collaborators in making such a digital object that hopefully stands the test of time.
Hard out. It's very beautifully curated, and there's a little bit of something for everyone in here, I think. Do you want to just maybe give us, for those who aren't familiar with Mouthful, a bit of a background about how Mouthful started and what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we started, when I say we, I mean the baby that is Mouthful. We came together in conception maybe in 2016 or something, and it was during the university years. Myself, Andre Smith, and Ollie Hutton, all were collaborating on films at the time, and we were kind of fundraising for those films by like having gigs, and we were all kind of, I mean, Andre's an amazing musician, and he kind of had lots of energy to like throw events and musical offerings with all of our friends, and then kind of like quite enjoyed that process a little bit, I mean personally a little bit more than the films. And then alongside that, I was like, we would ask people to like put together 10 song playlists that we'd like put up on the Tumblr blog, and so that was kind of the beginning of the radio in like a weird format, and it would like write a blog entry kind of about all these amazing people's crafts and offerings that they would give to the world. And then I guess, so it kind of like came from there, but then over the years it's kind of like metamorphosized into many different forms, like one being this kind of form of like holding space for each other and holding space for people in the kind of in between the cracks of being like young artists and out of their studies or like out of their schooling system, and kind of trying to find a space that's not so rigid as the institutions to kind of play. And so there was like a series of art galleries that we transported through many festivals across New Zealand, and there was like many pop-ups that we'd have mostly in Hornicare, where we'd like hold a space for like 3 months and have like heaps of yoga and heaps of events and heaps of exhibitions and making zines and, all of this stuff. And so that was kind of that's I guess like chapter one and two of the Mouthful story. And then there was the lockdown stories, which really jump-started the radio. Along with Tyler Barrow, who is the co-facilitator of the radio with myself, and together we've kind of just like given it lots of love and attention, and really believe in the idea of kind of having a more radical space. Well, it's not that radical, but like having a space that people can just kind of dial into. Sheer music, low kind of barrier to entry, built from the comfort of your own home. Coloring the picture with many different colors, not just kind of blue or green or sort of white or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's alternative ways to listen to each other, I guess.
I feel like when you listen to Mouthful as well, you can really hear that it's born out of a community-based collective that did transcend just music. You know, I love hearing about all of those events that you guys put on, and the fact that when you listen to Mouthful, no matter what kind of music is playing, you feel like everyone's on the same page about the kaupapa, and that's the beautiful thing about community radio, eh?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and it's amazing how when you kind of exist for a little while, just the people who you come across and who kind of tap into the kaupapa and belong there for a while, and then all of a sudden they leave overseas. It's good to have a strong heart, or like a strong root that you're like always returning back to, even if things are different.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of trust in that root that it's going to hold the...
A guiding star, if you will.
A guiding star, yeah. Love stars.
Cool. Let's talk about Flower Beds That Grow, this compilation. What was it that sparked for you guys wanting to release a compilation of songs? And then what did that process of starting to curate who was going to be on it look like?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think... what started it, I think it's been something that we've been wanting to do for a long time, actually. And I guess having the very sporadic meetings that we do have with a bunch of us, there was kind of this appetite for, putting something like this together to, like, celebrate 5 years on air. And so I guess it kind of began in that way. And then I just kind of put an email out to like a whole lot of collaborators that were like, I was kind of like, oh yeah, I'm keen to like produce this and make an email chain. And I was thinking that like this person could do this and this person could do that. And this person could like compile and we can just brainstorm. And then, so I guess like from that email, there was some excitement and started tumbling the snowball down. And then coming to putting it together, it was actually a really enjoyable process, I found. Tyler Barrow was doing lots of the compiling and like organizing of the songs, and we were kind of giving people the provocation that like it doesn't have to be perfect, it's just kind of something that like in true kind of Mouthful styles, it's always going to be like a little bit ramshackled and a little bit kind of soft around the edges, have that authenticity, I think, from like a demo or something that you forgot about. But all of the stuff that we got back was just like amazing and really cool and really good and really like quite well produced. And so that kind of made things quite easy, being like, oh yeah, this is actually a dream compilation to have like many kind of older people from the collective contributing as well. As well as contributing their music as well as their kind of creative direction too.
So beautiful. And I like what you said about, not needing everything to be perfect, because I feel like that's sort of a hallmark of a great compilation, is it provides a bit of a cross-section into where the collective or whoever's putting the compilation together is at right at that time. And I feel this is such a cool collection of songs showcasing some amazing talent from across the motu.
Yeah, for sure. And there's like the it's kind of like the chapter one mouthful people, such as Heavy Chess and Owen the Mo and Modney and yeah, and then there's kind of like chapter two people like Violet Hurst and CCTV, yeah, Benny, Ludus, yeah, just kind of the list goes on, and then there's kind of like some newer people in there as well. So it was kind of cool to have, yeah, like multi-generational thing going on.
It's really
metaphorically multi-generational. Yeah.
It's really beautifully put together, and when you hear the story behind the compilation, it just like brings a whole new level of meaning to how all these artists ended up together here.
That's the beautiful thing about when you tune into the radio or you actually discover music in a social way, eh?
Yeah.
None of those algorithms here.
There is no algorithms here. We're going to avoid boycott algorithms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a way.
Hard out.
Yeah, keep to the heart.
I think
that was also kind of what happened. We're just kind of like reflecting on these things. Was a little bit like where the name came from as well. I feel like having these like flowers and kind of like giving people their flowers, being like, oh yeah, we still love you. Come on the compilation and help us kind of like raise some funds as well.
Yeah.
And we can be stronger together. But having kind of like just living in a metaphorical world really. Of gardening, which is, I guess we're like the muffles, kind of like the soil, and there's like a lot of micro insects that kind of help fertilize that and like make it rich and nutritious for planting, and then and then we have these little seeds that we're trying to grow as well.
Beautiful. Oh, I love that metaphor.
How beautiful. Okay, thank you.
It's like an abstract land.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I love it.
And look, we love it here. We love the abstract.
Oh, yes. We're all about abstract.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Flower Beds That Grow is available now exclusively on Bandcamp. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And you can get CDs as well.
You can get CDs, yeah.
Awesome.
I love CDs. Myself, actually.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, Jack, for joining us for a corridor about Flower Beds That Grow, the debut compilation from Mouthful Radio, who are based down in Te Whanganui Ātara. You can head to Bandcamp to listen to that and buy it as a CD or a digital album. And you can listen to Mouthful Radio at mouthful.live all the time.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Millie and Rosetta. You guys are amazing.
Of course. You,
yeah, big love. Big love to the BFM fan.
Oh, big love to you, Mouthful. Hey, have a great day out there, Jack.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to Lake Boone and Zeb with Sodade. Is it Sodade? Sodade?
Yeah, Sodade.
Sodade. Awesome.